I started.
Shalom Aleichem. Thank you everyone for coming. I see it's standing room only. I have one very strange particular request. I don't think I ever made it at a bar before, but everything is thought out. If I could please ask that no one sit next to each other. Everyone could please give one seat apart from each other. I know they gave a vod about achdus, but that's not tonight's topic. Everyone could please, even if it requires switching rows, everyone could please separate. And if someone comes in after this announcement, please police them and tell them not to do that. Huh? Yeah. Usually, before I give a vod, you know, you try to advertise, you try to drum up support, excitement. I did it the other way. I refused to tell anybody what I was talking about tonight, and I don't think even probably halfway through the vod, you won't know really what I'm talking about tonight. But so even the title, we'll leave that for a moment. But I want to begin with a story. Recently, one of the older Talmidim here in the yeshiva came to me with a question. And it's always geschmack when a guy asks, you know, an honest, real, raw question. They said to me the following statement, okay? Don't play the guessing games. Who is it? Well, no, you know, from the clues you could eliminate. It's a circle of 10 guys. So I'm like, older Talmud was asking that, hey, you know, I've been in yeshiva, I've been to Moshe Seder many times, for years. I don't really get it. I don't get much out of it. And he was being honest, being real. He really honestly felt he wasn't getting much out of Moshe Seder. Now, let me expand on that question, being politically correct. You know, it's a little bit funny. Here we are, Yeshivas Chofetz Chaim, proud branch, one of the biggest branches. Yet, this is the questions that we ask. Now, I think it's a fair question. I think it shows the fact that we could be yeshiva totally dedicated to Mussar, spend hours and hours and hours throughout a week doing things with Mussar. If you ask Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, of the things we do during the week, what's the most important Seder? In fact, I think the Rishiva would say the same thing. He would say it's a Mussar Seder. Mussar Seder is probably the most important Seder we have the entire day. And we pledge allegiance to Mussar, to the flag, right? So help me God. But I think it's a very true statement that many people feel inadequate in what they're doing during Moshe Seder, unaccomplished in what they're doing over Moshe Seder, confused what the purpose of Moshe Seder is for. And to me, that pashtus means there's something that needs, you know, improvement. I'm talking about myself. And I think it's something that, especially now during Elul, it's all the more important. Like one of the things you'll hear many times, first makes a Kabbalah, right? So what's the most important, what's a quote-unquote easy Kabbalah to make? What makes you begeder oser tshuva? If you're in the path already of doing tshuva, I'm a Kabbalah to learn Moser Seder. Shtayach. So you're a Kabbalah to learn Moser Seder. But then we sit down and do it, and it just, you know, fades away. Little by little, step by step. So, what I would like to do tonight is be mechazik, and look, I assume this is the vod itself, the topic itself is not a chiddush. I'm sure Rabbi Luban has spoken many times about the purpose of Moser Seder. I'm sure others have spoken about Moser Seder. But it's a type of thing which, Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, probably every Rebbe has a little different nuance of how to present it. And like the Mesillas Yesharim says, you know, You only get Chidushim if you read it again and again. So hopefully this will be the again and again. But I think there's room for fresh chizuk in Musar Seder. And thus, tonight, Vad, I want to talk about Musar Seder and me. Now, I remember myself. Picture this scene. I was learning yeshiva in the first years of Beis Medrash. I had amazing rebbeim. I was zochah to have Rav Moshe Chait, Zichro Tzadik Livracha, mamash close talmuder of David. I had Rav Kinyarik. Mamash lived through Europe, was a pillar of the yeshiva. And the pillar of the yeshiva, you know, all the time. David Chait, Shlita, Yipad Olachayim, Rabbi Luban, as a younger Rebbe. The yeshiva was mamish jam-packed. Yet, I remember, as a sort of like a watershed moment in my life, none of those people, I assume, they all had an impact on me in appreciating Musar in general. But in appreciating Musar Seder, it was none of those people. It was a person who came to visit the yeshiva. He had an impact on me. I'll tell you soon who that person was. But first and foremost, what would I say to a person? Someone asked me this question, so Hashem put it into my head. I want to answer a specific etzah I gave to that person, which Baruch Hashem, he told me worked. But I want to give broader, I thought about it more. How do you deal with such a question? So here's my first basic etzah. You know, we put so much emphasis now on yeshiva and chazara, right? Master the Masechta, know the Masechta Chazar. Good. For sure. That's very important to know Masechta, know Perek, know it well. Obviously, people understand, you know, it doesn't only apply to Gemara Tekiyas. Like, halacha is something that, you know, it's not just you go through the routine of going through Mishnah Berurah Seder and hear some Chaburah on it. Like, Mishnah Berurah is halacha l'maisa. That's something you have to live with. So it's kedai for a person definitely to chazar halacha, to know halacha down. Cool. That's for sure another thing. But Musar too is very, very kedai for a person to master, to be a Baal Yedias. The same way you have Yedias in Gemara, you chazar it till you know it. Yeah, that's the Gemara over here, there. A person knows chazar's halacha, and some halacha it's easier to chazar. Guys are learning now halachas of Yom Tov. Every year you'll be in that situation to get to chazar it. I guess some of the bracha shahs you might have, but usually not. All different things. But Musar, Yesodos in Musar, Midos, Deos, Hashkafos are so essential. You gotta know it. Many people know I tell a story. Boy, this story bothered me. One time when I was a younger man, I was, I guess, by my parents. I was, Shabbos Yontif, I'll be there, I'll hang out on Chaim Berlin. So I was crossing Coney Island Avenue to go to Chaim Berlin, and I saw on my lucky day, a very chash of a person, Autumn Chashev, not a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin, but a very chash of a person, he had his own issue. Was crossing the street to go down to Chaim Berlin, because he davened there a lot. In fact, I saw in the pictures, after Baron Shechter was nifter, his picture was there with the Baron Shechter. Came one along. So I saw this Hilgiyan, and met him at a street corner. So what do I do? You always have to have Rebbe Lubin says, you always have a question prepared. Have a question prepared. The hak. You need a question prepared to hak. An Adam Chashev. Adam Galo. So I asked him, I thought a pretty solid kash on the Mesul Sisharim. The person shrugged his shoulders. It didn't give me Rabbi Luban's. I don't know. Maybe that I would have accepted. He said to me, I'm sorry, I'm not holding a Mesul Sisharim. I remember thinking to myself, you consider your yeshiva to be first class. Can you imagine asking Rosh Yeshiva Kasha on like Tosas Yachloku and say, I'm sorry, I'm not holding Tosas Yachloku? Oh, can I ask you Kasha Rekiv Eger's about Rekiv Eger's Kasha and Yivamas? I don't know Rekiv Eger's Kasha and Yivamas. How do you call yourself a bona fide Rosh Yeshiva and not know Rekiv Eger's Kasha and Yivamas? Tosas Yachloku and Bamitzia. But yet, at the same time, he was not embarrassed, maybe that's why he's such a bona Muslim. But he's unembarrassed to say that he's not holding the Sol Sharm. both sides, I would think, we would say, for even a guy in yeshiva, let alone a Rosh Yeshiva, to say that you're not holding a Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim is a sefer you have to be holding Kol Yemei Chayev. When you, my Rebbe told me, I went through the whole Mesillas Yesharim with him, my wiener, that was on time. Rebbe, what should we learn after we finish Mesillas Yesharim? Do Mesillas Yesharim again. The Imamish always have to, Rashiva held Mesillas Yesharim as something. It's so fundamental. The Sulam, the ladder for growth. How can you not be holding Mesillas Yesharim? So the Rashiva used to say, half of what a person does during Musa Seder, part of the time, let's say a half hour, so 15 minutes, around there, a person should spend time mastering the Musar Svarim. Go through Mesillas Yesharim, go through Archa Tzaddikim, Chovos HaLevavos. But you shouldn't just read it and like, okay, get inspired, not inspired. But there are ideas there. There are things that the Mechaberim are teaching there. I was inspired. I probably before I did the Zvah, I spent the day in, you know, in Musar Seder in the Beis Medrash. I looked around. I did a survey, not talking to anybody. I saw there was a guy sitting there with a notebook and writing over, looked like different things that hit him from different points. That's amazing. You're focusing on ideals, hopefully, and things you're getting out of the sefer. But everyone should walk away, Musar Seder, part of it is you should become a Baki. You should know Mesillas Yesharim cold. You know, you sometimes, Chavetz Chaim is all about hacking. That's such a wrong message. Torah is about ideas. You have to have ideas. Now, it's true, you have to know how to learn, so that's why we teach and we spend so much time educating people on how to ask and how to think. But you also have to know. You have to know something. You have to walk away with something. You spend a whole year with Moshe Seder and you can't say, you know, which parrot talks about Zahiris? You can't tell me what are the three Mahsideh how Zahiris are? It has to be like this. It's not too tough for a first-year guy in yeshiva to master, let alone an older guy. So I think that's something. If a person feels his Moser Seder is blah, not fresh, the guy should come to Moser Seder. I'm coming here to master Sarv. I'm coming here, I gotta know this. Backwards and forwards. In some ways, more than my Bekiyas and Yavamas, and I would dare say even more than my Halakha. Musar is Halakha L'maisa, Orach Chaim, every day. So that's, I think, one area. Now, L'maisa, sometimes a person spends time on a certain sefer and he's burnt out from it. I did Mesillas Yesharim too many times. Archa Tzaddikim I heard every year in high school. Okay, you know what? I would dare say there's room for guys to get ideas in Svarim outside the classic curriculum, classic ones. You know, I haven't read it myself much, but Shlomo Hoffman has books in English, very sodistica ideas. Really, it's based on Rishal Salanter. No one's asking you to read Or Yisrael, so very hard. But you read the Or Yisrael through reading of Shlomo Hoffman, okay, you're getting ideas. You're walking away knowing things. You have to know things when it comes to Musar. That's step one. So step one, Musar Seder should be learning Svarim, not just for the sake of learning. It's not Torah Lishma. It's Torah to get ideas in Musar and to master it. To go over it again and again until you have all these ideas clear by you. You could pick one sefer. I want to master. I want to master Chavos Lavavos Chashbon Nefesh. Great. So you go through the 30 Cheshbonos, work on them, know them. But there's the other area. And to be honest, this other area is a much scarier area of Musar Seder, called Musar Besvayos. Now again, depending on the schedule, and even that's not finalized what's going on this year in Yeshiva. But I have to teach that there is a concept called Musar Besvayos. Right? As Hashem, people move on to all the yeshivas, that's what Musar Seder is. Definitely part of it. And there are people in other places who are picking it up. And people shouldn't feel deficient. It's a very important thing. Now, flashback to my scenario. Yeah, I was in yeshiva. I heard about Musar Besvayos. I don't think I ever got into it until I saw this visitor when I was in Eretz Yisrael. Who was the visitor? pretty cool was it was somebody maybe a year or two older than me. That's all. It was a Bacher. A Bacher came from a different branch to learn Musser. And the Bacher, I remember I could tell you where I was in the Beis Medrash, where he was sitting in the Beis Medrash, and I never saw a person do Musser Mishpatos like that. So he was just sitting in the back, pounding away, reading the lines again and again, chuckling, getting into it. And I was like, wow, this guy's good. I never saw someone, Musser hit him, like real, like, okay, you know, I see lots of Yeshivish guys singing the Gemara. So, okay, yeah, I could sing Musser too. No, but this guy, I was like, I saw, he was really getting into it. It just like blew my mind. To me, that was the picture that seared in me what Musser Mishpatos is. And I owe him all the credit. Now, a lot of people know of Rabbi Avi Goldman today. But he was the one who I saw as a young Bacher, came up, visited, was in Chofetz Chaim Yerushalayim for a stint. He left Witz, came to Chofetz Chaim Yerushalayim just for a little bit. But I still remember his Musser singing. Just wow. And Musser is a legit, real thing. It's something, the more you see people who legit do it, I think that has an impact on a person. Well, I want to expand quickly on Musser Mishpatos and give a little bit of perspective on it. If you don't mind passing these around, everyone should take a picture. Just give me one, if you don't mind. The first thing you'll see in this packet is a classic Rosh Hashiva Shmuz, Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim, where the Medrash tells over a story about a merchant who was going around the town and saying, who wants to buy the potion of life? And everyone got all excited. And people would come to him, okay, what's this merchant going to sell me? What's a new iPhone look like? He's good at advertising. And he pulls out Sefer Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech, Mi'esha Chafetz Chaim, Davra Mal. Right? Excuse me. Right? Mi'esh, we say it every Shabbos. Mi'esha Chafetz Chaim, Oyev Yamim Leres Tov, Mitzor L'shom Chom Meiros, Vosach Medal B'mirmo. Here, this Rochel, this merchant, is really Machana. He took David HaMelech's words in Tehillim, but he blew them up. Mi'a Isha Chafetz Chaim? Yeah, some of that is really Pshat and Apostle. David HaMelech was asking a question. Mi'a Isha Chafetz Chaim? He was just dramatizing him more. Who wants life? You really want life? The potion of life? Mitzor L'shom Chom Meiros. The yesod you see from this idea is a very amazing, simple shmuz. I think it's very kedai. Is you never know when certain words are going to impact you. Certain ideas are going to impact you. Sometimes the credit for words impacting you goes on the speaker. Right? Rabbi Lubin always tells over, he speaks to an Adam Galdo who met himself, an Adam Galdo from the original, the earlier generation. He says, oh, I saw the Chafetz Chaim. I want to hear what he said. But Lubin's like, I don't know what he said. Didn't sound so, finished it. Didn't sound so amazing. But the pshat is, because he heard it from Adam Gadol, so it went straight into his heart. It impacted him. He was inspired just because he heard it from an Adam Gadol. If you have a great Rebbe who illustrates something very clear, like the Rochel, yeah, it just goes straight into your heart. You explain it in such a clear way, in such an inspiring way, it just goes in. That's in terms of the speaker. But listen to this idea. Bobby Musser say this thing too. Is sometimes the impact of words doesn't go on the speaker. The speaker is not an ungadol, and he's not the greatest machana with chops of how to present something so well. It's just simple words. But the words go in because at that moment in time, your heart was attuned to let it come in. Your Shiva would say this all the time. You have to be sensitized to something. He'll tell the story of Rabbi Sol Salanter, famous thing, who was walking past the blacksmith late at night, and the guy's still working, and he says to him, blacksmith, why are you still working? He says, so long as there's light in the candle, kozmansha ner dolek, adayin yesh tikva. They made a few songs. There's a beautiful mural if you walk through the alleyway by Nanny's over there, behind Meir Sha'arim, a famous line, as long as the candle is burning, you can accomplish. Now, most people walk past a blacksmith. He asked him a question, gave him an answer. Why are you still working? Because the light's still on. But Bissol Salanter's heart was so attuned to growth, he heard those words and inspired him. That's how we work too. Some days, you don't know, you did a chesed, you helped out your neighbor, helped out another guy in yeshiva. If you learned Musar that day, you're right, yesterday, he spoke Lashon Hara 50 times, he had a bad this, a bad that. Okay, maybe you don't have the schlossim for words to go into your heart. But today was a good day. I called my parents, my grandparents. I did a chesed to the neighbor. And now all of a sudden you sit to do Musar Seder, and all of a sudden the same words you might have read a week ago, I just, man, when's cake break? I mean, when a guy's excited for cake break during Musar Seder, something's going wrong. But when that happens, your heart could just be attuned, the words just go in. It makes an impact. So that's why we do Musar Seder. Because you never know where a person's holding. Today might be the day. These words are so sharp, all of a sudden will hit you. And it's not something you can explain. But that's how the service works. But here's the big problem. The real big problem with Musar Seder, and in particular with Musar Bez Bailos, is you don't want to look like a Harry. You don't want to seem too crunchy. You don't want to look weird. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter got that. He realized when he was mechadesh the concept of Musar Bez Bailos, he was getting into trouble. Because the Mesillas Yesharim says, right, when right, well, Masideh Haziris. What's the worst one? Cover up. It's Madaik in his Lashon. The impact of bad friends. Now, I assume bad friends could also be, you could have good friends who sometimes are bad friends. Legabe. Legabe, Musar Seder, they're bad friends. Right? If you start doing an intense Musar Seder, oh, you deserve cake break today. Kanadahara. Oh. We heard you on the other side of the base measures. It right, just takes one little line. And really, it's a double. Because what's the second to worst? Maaseh Hazihiris. Litzanis. So, Chevra Ra with a Litzanis about Musar Seder. The Yitzhara wants nothing more. It's like cherry on top. So, the toughest thing in the world for a person who never really did most of his phylos, to start, people can make fun of him. You gotta get over that hump. But Yisrael Salanter said the best way to do it is don't fight that battle of being uncomfortable. The best thing is to go to the Beis HaMusar, which practically, let's call the Pashup shot, would mean, yeah, during Musar Seder, not so simple. But you know what? Make an extra 5 or 10 minute Musar Seder. There's lots of empty rooms in this building. Go to some empty room 11:30 at night before you go to bed. And learn a Musar Seder. No one knows about it. Okay, the janitor will hear you one day. Right? He's singing when he mops the floor, so you're singing when sitting over there in the dark. Okay? But Lamaisa, that helps. I did see one of the Bali Musar say that nowadays the base of Musar is Musar Seder in yeshivas. Well, I guess it depends how good the Musar Seder in yeshiva is. To define the whole yeshiva as a Beis HaMusar. Not so simple. When I was younger, I had this idea, oh, make Beis HaMusar, you know, drive-ins, I want to buy the Dunkin' Donuts next for Eretz Yisrael, as parking, this, maybe we're served before and after, you know, donuts, I'll get Sammy to sponsor, pickups, you know, or matzah, build a Beis HaMusar. But what I want to do, I gave out this whole booklet. Why did I give out a booklet? One of the other tricky things, even if a guy's motivated, okay, I want to learn Musar Bez Bailos, and I get the basic idea that you read over a chazal multiple times until it hits you. You find the chazal that hits you, go it over multiple times, and just like focus on it. Just read it again and again and think about the words. You can read it by paragraph, you can read it by line, back and forth, with a niggin, shuckle, whatever you need to get into it. But the tricky step is, but what do I read? It's one of the projects, I'd love to do it one day, is to make up a book of inspiring passages from different svarim, sofrei Musar. Now, really, again, that's not something, it's not one size fits all. What inspires some people doesn't inspire others. One of my dear, I'm lucky to call, Rav Moshe Katz. So I know for him, he loved learning Divrei Emes. Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, where he depicts what happens at Shas Yitzias HaNeshama. So you're a big, tough guy, right? You do that, oh, that's most of his spouse. I'm a faint of heart, I don't know. I don't want to know what happens at that point just yet. It's okay, give me Masilas Sharim, I'll read Machal Vasa Balamo, that's an easy one. I put down the second page, the Achal Pusa Me'ela, I always put Rabbi Shmiman on this. But the Masilas Sharim talks about sort of Kinas Sofrim. You see your friend you thought you're better than him, and he's going to come to Olam Haba, and look who's waving at you from the lower seats, and you're in the nosebleeds. Oh, it's that friend of yours. Okay, you could have been better than him. You thought you were better than him, but you just accomplished more in life. How does that make you feel? And so Sharm drives on that feeling of Kinas Sofrim to motivate a person. I have down here interesting piece. I'll try to get one piece to be safer. Shari Chuba, there's lots of things to talk about. I happen to pick in the back of the Sefer, he has a piece in the Sefer Hayira, Tov Legever Ki Yisa Obanuro. It's good for a man to carry the load when he's young. And really, this paragraph is written to Bachar. Tov Lom Nalasi Zuspo Olsha Kadosh Baruch Gosses Maseres Motos Al Tzavara Ikonos Al Vodos Abora. Right? Yis goes Barb Nikol Lish. Remember Hashem, when you're young, when you have those Nisyonos, that's the real time in life to accomplish and to do things. When you're old, just use whatever expression that people say, when you're older, you don't have the same raging Yetzer Hara, it's not the same battle. It's not the same excitement. Tov Legever, Megillah and Eicha says, Kisa Obanuruf, he has this line, always think of Hashem, Yisrael Avonis Ne'urov, think back of the Averis you did when you were younger, okay? And wash with all your strength from sinning behind closed doors. Hashem will love you. Everyone who sees you will praise you. What an amazing idea. You look at the Chovas Alvavos, the third page. Shar Yichon HaMaisa. He describes in very clear terms who the Yetzer Hara is. Ben Adam. I wrote this one, I translated into English. Who's your biggest enemy? It's not the head of Hamas. Right? Who Yitzrecha? It's a Yetzahara. Hanimser Bekochas Nafshecha. Better than any AI. He knows everything about you. Hamu'urav B'nezik Ruchecha. He's mixed in. It's like someone put an eye tag. Follows you everywhere you go. Knows everything about you, knows your weaknesses and your strengths, and only picks on your weaknesses when he knows you're weak. Like, that's the scariest ever. Can you imagine a guy tracking me all the time? You got that guy inside of you. Well, you mean, sire, what a Yitzhahara is. And usually you're like, oh yeah, Rebbe, that's my Yitzhahara. Right? You're just identifying, you don't understand what Yitzhahara is. You read this piece, most of this Phylos, you hop what a Yitzhahara is. And he's not your best friend anymore. The last page is a page from Rav Yisrael Salanter in the Or Yisrael, where he says some really two rough lines, one in each paragraph. He says, people have to prepare for the Yom HaDin. Kashagam Eni Basar Ros, I'm reading the middle of the paragraph. He come out a whole Rosh Hashanah, come out every year. Yidonim Rachmol Hatzon, Gama Bachar Mamisa Chas Hashanah. Every year, Hashem is gozer, even Bachrim, Chas V'Shalom, Lo'aleinu, to die. Then he writes further, Chol Chatzir works very well for Musar. Every person should view himself as he's the Kohen Gadol, going into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. And imagine that responsibility you would feel, not just for your family, but for all of Klai Yisrael that's relying on you to go into the Kodesh Kadashim and daven for them. Well, the Bishra Salanta says, well, you're that guy. You have that responsibility for yourself, Bez Hashem, for your future Doros, for your family. So you've got to view yourself. You're the Kohen Gadol. Picture that. The more and more a person reads this over Bispilos, the more and more he pictures it. So I think these are the type of ideas that could help a person maximize Moser Seder, whether it's maximizing just getting ideas and mastering Svarim. This way a person feels accomplished. I'm accomplishing something during Moser Seder. I'm learning. Even if you don't do part two, if you just get ideas, that's already a big accomplishment. But the second step, the Moser Bispilos, again, Lav Dafka, every day you'll have it, there'll be Shurim, there'll be other things. But it's something you have to have up your repertoire. Something that you have to have. You have 5 minutes before Ni'ilah, but Luben finished because of this. You want to inspire yourself before Musaf, whatever it is, and Yamin Narayim. You have to know how to do Musaf Bispilos. Just read something, focus on it again and again, get into it. And Be'ez Hashem, hopefully people will appreciate that.
Even when you're going to go, it's Yeah.